Hello, dear listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 1,000 times thank you. And a really big thank you for all of those who've given us feedback on our Jobcast episode. It was very much appreciated. So much so, we decided to do another Jobcast episode. And that is what you're listening to today. This Jobcast episode will focus on our ODRs, on-demand recruiters. So you will understand from this podcast the type of on-demand recruiters that we look to hire, the benefits of being an on-demand recruiter, and so much more. Tune in for another very special Jobcast episode right after this. You are listening to Tribe Pod, a podcast series of interviews of interest to the HR community. It is hosted by Courtney Lane, produced by Jim Stroud, sponsored by Proactive Talent, and enjoyed by you. Today's episode begins right after this.
On-demand recruiting is an hourly service that we offer where our recruiters work as an extension of your business, helping to fill your positions by finding top talent.
So on-demand recruiting is there to address issues in hiring when a company is experiencing a lot of growth, when they're having some seasonality changes, where they may temporarily need to expand their recruiting team. You maybe have a new line of business or a space where you're expanding your business and you need to bring in specialty expertise to help fill those niche roles that your internal team may not yet be ramped up on.
Proactive Talent's on-demand recruiting solution is quite different from a lot of the other models that you're going to see in the workplace. Whereas you're going to pay a contingency recruiting firm, typically on average around 20%, sometimes up to 30% of the first year salary of the person that you hire. And in that same period of time, you'll spend less than a quarter of that with Proactive Talent's managed on-demand.
For more information on Proactive Talent, visit them online at proactivetalent.com or click the link in the podcast description. Woohoo! Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
The Proactive Talent Tribe is back at it again with another Jobcast.
By popular demand, I hear, right?
By popular demand, yes. Popular everyone liked that demand. First one. They said, do another one. I said, okay.
They like us. They really like us.
Indeed, they do. So on the Jobcast this round, we have a slightly different cast this time. You have me, as always, Jim Stroud, VP Marketing, and you have Will. Will, tell us who you are.
I'm founder and CEO.
Woo! Brittany, who are you?
I am the resident Hope Dealer and People and Talent Manager here at Proactive Talent.
Ooh, spoken like a true mom boss. Megan, you weren't on the last one. Tell us who you are.
Hey, yeah, I'm a lead consultant for the hiring services division.
Oh, hey, and happy 3-year anniversary this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Three Woo-hoo. Amazing years. You know, you started as an on-demand recruiter.
I did.
And have worked your way up as a full-time lead consultant.
Yep.
Yeah. It grew so fast. It grew so fast.
Seems like it was yesterday.
Hey, Courtney, tell us who you are.
I am the principal consultant over the hiring services division. So I get to hang out and run all the craziness that is on-demand recruiting and hiring.
Ah, the glamorous life, the glamorous life. So many things I want to cover. Let's do eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Brittany, if you would, could you tell us a little bit about the HR perspective of working here at Proactive Talent? All the good stuff.
I absolutely would. I think Will hit the nail on the head. Calling out Megan, we are a better tribe because she's here, but it's such a beautiful picture of the opportunity. I know. It's such a good picture of the opportunity you have starting as an on-demand recruiter here and really owning like your own business here, right? So entrepreneurs, welcome. I am also another picture of someone who started as an on-demand recruiter, sliding in Will Staney's DMs like, dude, I want to know who you are. Who are you? I want to work for you. And so a few of the other amazing things about being a part of the team here at Proactive Talent is not only are you part of an amazing tribe of people from all backgrounds, experiences, but you get to be connected to some of the greatest leaders in TA and HR that you would find anywhere. We have an amazing suite of benefits, including our medical, dental, vision. A portion of that is employer paid, a very nice portion, must I say. We also have a 401k plan we launched recently where Proactive Talent will make a defined contribution to a 401k plan, regardless of whether or not an employee contributes. We have unlimited paid time off, unlimited paid sick time off. We do also give each employee we give them their birthday as a holiday. And so there are a lot of benefits here. So when you think about on-demand recruiting, we do hire on-demand recruiters as contractors, but I tell the story about our benefits and who we are because opportunity is here. You know how people always say opportunity awaits? Doesn't await, it's here at Proactive Talent. So this is a great place to get your foot in the door and really grow with an organization who's looking for the best of the best.
Yeah, I kind of add that, you know, yeah, majority of our on-demand recruiters are freelance, but mostly because they prefer it that way. I think people who go in the line of freelance contract recruiting work, you've been in-house before. You've been successful at that. You know, you did the in-house grind. You want to be more of a master of your own destiny, you know, but then the realities of solopreneurship kick in, right? And it can be isolating. Also, you're spending a large part of your time doing sales and marketing yourself and trying to find your next gig, or, you know, you can't spend as much time on the billable hourly work that you love to do. And I think that's the environment that, you know, we want to create, and we do, you know, for our ODR recruiting community, is that you can hook in here. And we really do see recruiters as consultants, right? The companies that we're going to not because they're great at hiring all the time, right? It's because they need help. They need to augment. They're going through a change. They're going through a time of maybe experiencing huge growth and they need an extra set of helping hands. Also, a lot of times we're doing more than just recruiting with them. Maybe we're growing their employer brand, or we're doing some process design, but for them to be able to focus on the long term, we bring in one of our expert consultant recruiters to come in and handle the rec load and start to implement those changes at the candidate level within the hiring process. So I think it's a wonderful role to come in here and get to know Proactive Talent. And a lot of people do grow into consultants from this, but you don't have to. You can stay freelance. You know, if you don't need benefits because your spouse has them and you just love recruiting for lots of different companies who need that expertise, you can do that too. You really determine your destiny.
That's one of the things that I love about Proactive Talent, is that you can take ownership, full ownership of how far you go and where you go here. If you come in and you're dope and you do all the stuff, well, we recognize that. But the other part of that, I think we'll mention, a lot of our ODR team has already been in-house. What I can say is being in-house here is very different than what it means to be in-house somewhere else. And I think that's important to note, because I was like running out of the in-house door. And now I'm like, ooh, I'm staying in this house. They're going to have to kick me out. So it's a beautiful place to be. And as you can see, I love Proactive Talent.
What would you say is different? Just, I'm curious, like, difference between being in-house here and then being in-house as an, you know, internal recruiter.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one of the biggest differences is the culture. Like that is, I mean, it is at different ends of the spectrum, where you have a leader who really cares about the people at every level of the organization. The other difference is that I come from the RPO space, and I think, you know, I've done RPO, corporate, in-house, you know, staffing, all the things. I think that a lot of other organizations have this propensity to overpromise and underdeliver. And we all come in like secret agents and we just do our stuff, right? Like the ODR recruiters, they do their stuff. They do it with they do it with excellence, you know? And so we see contracts extend because we bring in high level people. I also think being connected, even though we have different layers of our organization, it's not a, oh, I'm the principal consultant and I only talk to the other principal consultants. It is, oh my gosh, like, let's talk with all people. You know, to my point about sliding in Will's DMs, it's like, you're dope and I want to work for you. And he was like, yeah, let's hop on a call and I'm better for it. So a lot of differences, but those are my top.
Yeah, I think that's really important to me. You know, like, I have staying office hours. It's like 2 hours a week at different times that I chat with our ODR recruiters. I want to hear from everyone. And I want to know what's happening in those engagements and how can we continue to prove our, you know, stuff. Some of the best ideas. In fact, ODR as a concept itself came from a contract with us, you know, working on a strategy engagement with a client who could not focus on that long-term strategy because they're in the weeds and was like, man, we should do some contract recruiting. Like, we know some great experienced recruiters and let's do it. And now 5 years later, you know, it's one of the driving forces of how we support our clients and what drives our revenue. And it's an important part of helping companies get away from these older models of, you know, contingent search, you know, which is good for like single point solution where you need that niche role. But when you just need those extra helping hands to get ahead of the workload, like, ODR is really the best model out there. And we've written extensively about this. You can see on our website, if you just, or you Google, you know, on-demand recruiting model, you're going to see our blog that compares it. And I would suggest definitely reading it if you want to know more about how we do contract recruiting. It is pretty unique.
I'll be sure to add that in the podcast description for those listening. So just look in the description and the link is there. Like magic. Like magic. I'll also add to that conversation from what I'm hearing, you don't get that feeling of isolation when you're in the tribe too. A lot of times when you're an independent recruiter, you're out there just struggling and running in the hamster wheel, feel like you're getting nowhere fast. But here you have little angels to help you, little tribe members.
Well, I mean, and it's definitely one of those spaces where there is a lot of room to be the kind of recruiter that you are comfortable and want to be. And so in that, both on the projects that we're doing, because we do have a ton of different variety of customers that we work with or clients that we work with and types of projects that we're working on. But even how much you're sort of, not how much, how you are engaging with the tribe. If you're one of those that you're like, hey, I'm a lone wolf. I like to be heads down and get my work done. But every once in a while, I'm going to peek my head up and be like, man, I'm stuck. Or I just want to like chat with somebody for a little bit. Or I want to hear about what's going on. You've got a space for that here. Or if you're somebody who just likes to be all in and wants to know every single person and chat and talk and know what's going on and provide your input at every opportunity that's given to you, we've got a place for you here. And it's one of those things that I think everybody gets to kind of show up as the person they're most comfortable being in this space. And there's not sort of like this expectation of like, oh, you have to engage and interact in this certain way. Nope, it's engage and interact in the way that feels authentic to you. And we're going to give that right back. And it allows it to become a really comfortable space for somebody to be in and be able to, you know, be as engaged as they want to with this collaborative space, or just, you know, have it be a good connection and, you know, really be focused more heads down in their space. And that's okay too.
And it helps us put you with, when we know that about you too, it helps us put you with the right clients too. There's certain clients like, I really need someone who's a heavy sourcer that really likes the research part of it, but can do full life cycle. Oh, cool. Well, that's John or that's Sue. We know that they really like that element of it. Or if you're really a good farmer and you're helping create efficiencies in that inbound hiring flow, like whatever recruiter you are, we're going to actually use that as a way to target the right clients for you. So you're not out there having to find them or, you know, kiss a few of the wrong frogs, right? Like we're gonna be there to help you, right? And then I think at the same time, yeah. Jim always has the sound effects. I love it. Well, that brings up another thing, like with Jim, right? Like here's the thing: if you are a curious recruiter who wants to be always honing your craft, oh my gosh, you have the sourcing researcher extraordinaire Jim Stroud here that gives trainings every once in a while to our ODR recruiters. Like there's just a wealth of 200 years of recruiting knowledge sitting on our leadership team alone, right? That wants to pour into you and help you continually. Our industry is evolving fast. AI is coming in, all this stuff, but AI can't replace a recruiter. And we, the skill sets that we give recruiters when they're part of us are ones that you bring on into other things. Like, because you may not stay with us. You may eventually want to go in-house. Hell, we've had recruiters that go end up falling in love with a client that they work with and go full-time with them. And they're there and at that caliber of employer because, one, they're part of Practice Talent and we're able to work and show themselves worthy of being at a company like that. But two, they developed the skill sets by doing various projects and becoming a unicorn recruiter.
Yeah, I think that's a real good point because we have such a great variety of clients that are coming through our door, you know, from tech startups to large, you know, enterprise organizations, those that are supporting a very specific region of the country to global organizations. And if you're a recruiter, you know, that you're just at your core, you're a recruiter. Yes, you may have spent more time in one industry or on one type of role, but at your core, you're a recruiter. You're going to have opportunities to just continue to broaden what your personal portfolio looks like of the types of roles that you've worked on. I mean, we are seeing so much in the tech recruiting space right now. I mean, just all tech recruiters, please come talk to us. We'd love to talk to you.
How many, I know you have some open positions. I know Brittany, you have some open positions. How many people would you like to hire like magically, like right now?
All of them.
We'll take every tech recruiter that exists
on the planet
right now. And all the ones with 10 years of experience that are awesome, that know how to work with high tech. But yeah.
And I was just going to say that. I think, so when I think about the fact that we have autonomy built into our culture code here, that's because we hire senior level recruiters by design. So no silos here. Like if you want to, you know, be the turtle with your bear in your head or whatever, it's fine. But at the very same time, it's like, we are so connected as a tribe. As the Hope dealer here, I feel like Oprah handing out cars. I'm like, you get hope, everybody gets hope.
And you get
Everybody gets a project, you know? I think it's just so beautiful. And it's not something you see very often here. And I just think it's such a unique experience.
Yeah, and Megan, you started out this way, right? Like what was that experience, you know? And I know we've evolved quite a bit, you know, in 3 years when you first got on like MyVR and some of those, you know, those early stage tech companies that you did some tech recruiting on, you know, what was that experience? And tell me like when did you know you were ready to move into consulting and how did that come about?
Yeah. So similar story. I was an in-house corporate recruiter, but I was the only recruiter on my team that was working from home. So I had my previous lead at that company was a mutual connection of yours, Will, and he introduced me to Proactive Talent and, you know, told me that this would be a great opportunity to work with like-minded individuals that were also working from home. So it was more collaboration, more ability to learn from other people that were in those similar situations. So that's when I joined Proactive Talent as an on-demand recruiter, specifically working with a lot of tech clients. So I did work on a few projects as a technical recruiter, you know, contractor working hourly, and then had an opportunity to work on a greenhouse implementation as a consultant. So that was kind of my foot in the door to consulting. And then from there, it just grew. I mean, I think I realized the opportunity to expand my skill set and, you know, use what I had learned in leading teams prior to being at Proactive Talent to really hone in on that and work with some recruitment optimization projects as a consultant. So it just grew and grew and grew until 2 years later, I joined the company as a full-time employee working as a lead consultant.
Very awesome. Cool.
And I would even say, you know, what we saw in you as well is that, yeah, I think what's kind of great about being in an agile workforce like we are is that we get to challenge people and we can see things in folks and have opportunities to put them in a place to really see that hypothesis come to reality. And you were definitely one of those where we saw in that greenhouse implementation just how quickly you grasp the concepts of how technology integrates into the process, and then saw you in that engagement. And then you shadowed me on a recruiting optimization engagement and very quickly I didn't have to do a thing. You just really ran with it. And it was like, okay, she is full on a consultant. And it was just like, watch her grow, you know?
Yeah. That's been awesome. I mean, you have the ability to learn from a lot of great leaders here, and that really helps you, you know, propel your career forward just by learning from those that you're working with and the colleagues that are helping you along the way.
Very cool. I want to steer everybody who's listening now to go over to our careers page. I'm going to add a link to that also in the job description, like magic. Look at the job description is right there. Go there, check us out. Also check out the What is ODR link, which is also in the podcast description. And hopefully soon and very soon, we will be talking to you about the great opportunities that we have today at Proactive Talent. So until we speak in person, dear listener, I'll say bye-bye. Everyone else, let's say bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
'Kind of corny, but okay.
We're kind of corny sometimes, so
podcasts are supposed to be corny. Like some of my best ones, they're the ones that make you kind of smile a little bit, you know.
This is true.
Feel like I need to upgrade my headset game. I get on one of these. I looked at the podcast page, and the first thing I noticed was the picture of everyone with their fancy headsets on. I'm like, I'm just have my Apple AirPods in.
Yeah. Did we get a picture with?
Oh, you know what? I thought about it. As soon as Brittany left, I thought about it. Oh, man.
It's all right. You can use the last one.
Yeah. All right.
It's I'm good here. Because I obviously need to put on some headphones.
You didn't get the memo.
Passed along to me, though. Will shared this headset with me, Megan. So I don't. I didn't go out and purchase. This was a loaner gift.
She was forced to wear those giant things on her head. Yeah.
Got it. All right. So I'm stopping the recording, and we are golden.